definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Tuesday. Good morning and welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can even listen in just about anywhere with that app up in Happy Adventure, Canada, if you so choose. Alongside the one and only David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman, in for Hacks, who is baseball prepping away. Get ready for a early first pitch. If you missed the news, Texas Tech moves baseball up to 12:30 today to try to get out in front of some potential rain this evening. Lucas White back behind the glass taking care of us. You may also hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, hopes, dreams, allegations, accusations, whatever you want to bring in, do so on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. What is going on, Mr. Collier?
What was that made-up town name from yesterday that you guys had on?
Made-up town name? They're not made-up.
No. I don't know. It's like Ankle Breakers,
Ankle Scratch.
Alabama.
Ankle Scratch. Yeah. We did look it up. It's
what's the population in Ankle Scratch?
Probably like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Not very many.
And they're all related.
Well, there's Lucas White. Wow.
Wow.
Nice to see Lucas hasn't
little zinger
gotten out of his mood from yesterday.
That's good.
Maybe it's not a mood. Maybe that's just Lucas.
Maybe it's just Lucas. Ankle Scratch, I had to go through this yesterday, is
are there not enough cool names in the United States that you had to branch out?
I thought we need to
our friends up north.
Lend our friends. Oh, I said ankle scratch. It's scratch ankle. My bad. See?
Okay. Yeah.
It's 12 miles northwest of Monroeville, which seems like a real place, too. We need to throw the people in Canada a bone every once in a while. Yeah. They're up there.
They're people, too.
They're people,
with
too.
With weird town names.
Most of the time. Y'all can chime in with just about anything you want. We'll talk about some hoops, residual reaction from the Texas Tech basketball season. I'm sure there'll be questions on the portal, those sorts of things. No action yet, right? I know you're
not all, that I've seen.
None.
I did Texas Tech goes. Yeah. Well, I did scroll through the NCAA portal thing this morning for
there
a few minutes.
A ton of action going on.
Yeah, there,
just none.
But none
Texas
Raider
Tech
related.
Look, I just refreshed the portal thing, and there's two new names in the last like 5 minutes. So it will continue to be a flood. There's an OU guy in there as of yesterday. How do you say his name?
I don't know.
Owe.
I don't know which one.
Ortega Owe. This guy. You can't see that far?
No.
Owe, right?
Sure.
Okay. Some guy at OU. Yeah. He's in the transfer portal.
Yeah, so the team that didn't make the NCAA tournament? Yeah.
That one that should have made the NCAA tournament over, I don't know, four or five others, but three or four others.
Yeah. Win more.
Fair. They did
in the really great Big 12, as it turned out.
I'm not ready to cast judgment yet. I mean, and you can't judge off the tournament alone. We've known this forever. Right. We've known this forever. The tournament.
Well, you say that, but then everybody's just piling on Virginia and saying how awful they were, and the rest of their conference was pretty good. So maybe they weren't that bad. They just
I don't know.
They had a bad matchup.
42 points is a little different there.
It felt really weird defending Virginia there.
Yeah, that
Sorry.
Was a little.
Please don't do that again.
I won't. Don't. Trust me.
Yeah, that one's a little.
Felt awkward.
A little difficult there. If you end up where Iowa State and Iowa State and Houston are in the Final Four together, then it becomes, oh, yeah, it was a great year for the Big 12. So after the first weekend, not so great, but it is how the tournament goes. It is, as we've seen so much.
That's how basketball go.
Yep. So we'll talk some basketball. We'll talk some baseball as the Red Raiders ready for a game against a team who is on a 21-game losing streak. That's hard to do in baseball. You got to be pretty bad.
You had to be pretty bad, or you play some really, really good teams, which maybe Stephen F. Austin has played just – are they playing like an outlaw non-conference schedule where all they're doing is playing midweeks against Texas and Texas A&M? And
I'm going to go out on
a limb and say no.
No, they're not doing
that. Traveling the country and playing against the Savannah Bananas and being their Washington Generals?
Well – Stephen F. Austin this year is so bad that their schedule's not even popping up for me. They decided to just shut it down on their website. Just kidding. It did freeze up for a second. But UC San Diego with a little Louisiana Monroe. I mean, heck, they lost to HCU, not the HBU.
Yeah.
They lost to Houston Christian. Lamar, UTSA, some more Lamar, Grand Canyon. That's a decent baseball school. They lost to Baylor. Oh, dang it. I can't use that
one. Oh, I was about to say.
I can't use that one. Utah Valley 3 times. UT Arlington 3 times.
Go Mavs. It's a good nickname.
That is a good nickname.
Local high school should go with that one.
I'd be okay with that.
I would be as well.
Not bad. So
alliteration is good.
Yeah, lots.
Just no orange.
You're good with the alliteration? I love alliteration when it comes to.
Yes.
So my top two right now are Mavericks. Or Mammoths for Memorial High School over in Friendship.
You guys were mentioning it on the morning drive. I kind of like the saber tooth route.
Yeah, if you're going to stay in the Tiger
family. In the Tiger family, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Sabres are saber.
Why can't they just stay with Tigers then, since they're not going to be in the same district? And
because eventually they will.
Really?
One day they will be in the same district.
I would do my best to avoid that, if possible.
It's going
to
happen. I mean... I think Amarillo High and Tascosa and all those schools have like thought back in the day, we won't be playing in the same district. And eventually, Lubbock High, you know, all those, I guess they probably always were in the same.
Yeah, but I think we all agree Lubbock High probably should be in a different district.
Friendship and Memorial High School will eventually be in the same district, just like Lubbock Cooper and Liberty will eventually be in the same district. May take a little bit to get there, but 6-8 years down the road, it's going to happen because the growth of Lubbock is growing that direction. So, yeah, you can chime in. You got a favorite nickname for this Memorial High School? They sent out a survey, a vote thing? I don't think you get a vote. I think it's just a suggestion.
Yeah, it was just like a suggestion box.
You could vote on the color scheme, which there were some interesting ones there.
Yeah, submit your mascot and color.
We got lots to get into. Got some headlines for you. Fill you in on the latest there. And comments from your boys. Dion and Shadur both with some interesting things over the last 24 hours. We'll get into that. Shohei Ohtani, do you believe him? Do you not? We'll conversate. It's a real word. It's the end of the bench. Headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Tuesday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, David Collier in the First United Bank studio. We got a few headlines for you. What you need to know. And we'll start it up with what is going down this afternoon. That is Texas Tech baseball's. They've moved it up. In case you had plans to go to the ballpark tonight, you may want to alter those or, just call in sick today. Or tell your boss you'll be sick this afternoon, something like that. Because it is a 12:30 first pitch. Red Raiders will take on the Lumberjacks De La Stephen F. Austin. And this is a game that should not be. It's baseball, so I still knock on the wood, but should not be terribly difficult for the Red Raiders. Stephen F. Austin is riding a 21-game losing streak. which I would have to venture to guess that's got to be the longest streak in the nation right now. Just a stab in the dark. I'm going to say that probably is the longest streak in the nation, but I don't know. What's worst records in the nation currently? I'm just going off the old RPI thing.
Well, you're not joking about that Stephen F. Austin website. My goodness.
I was having trouble with it. There is something called UMIS in the Northeastern Conference that's 0-19. I'm guessing
that's not 21 straight. They still got a chance to catch it, but
they're 0-19. Albany's 1-15. Alcorn's 1-15. Bellarmine is 1-22 this year. So, hey, SFA's 3-22 looks great. I don't know how Bellarmine's went down, but Northern Colorado's 2-22 out of the Summit. So,
just to let you know, the starting pitcher for the Lumberjacks today, Will Larson, has a 9.82 ERA.
9.82? That's not as bad as I would have guessed.
Yeah, he's got one of the better ERAs on the team.
I was about to say, like, you've got to have guys with like 28s and 36s on this team.
10 people of a 10 or higher ERA.
Not
great, Bob.
Not at all. So, Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin today at 12:30. You'll hear the game right here on 100.7 The Score, as well as Double T 97.3. It will get started at noon with Hacks and Jamie on the call.
I almost
said Hacks and Level.
Yeah, you almost went basketball.
I started to go basketball. I'm like, I haven't even shifted Hacks out of basketball mode. He should still be in Dallas this week. Dang it, I'm still upset. Like, Dallas. You had the path to Dallas. That stupid Oakland team winning. God, that fat guy Burns. He just hurts me. It just irks me.
You know what's really funny about this whole thing is you can't stand him, but if he was on your team right now, you would be in the Sweet 16.
Absolutely.
So you would love him, right?
I mean, I can't stand him, but yeah. No. I enjoy watching him.
I am
curious how many people do outside of Lubbock actually like that NC State team, because they kept telling us we're supposed to on the TV broadcast, and I was quite annoyed by.
Well, you knew that they were. That's why that game was so late. We were playing up the. I know it's really hard to say ACC Cinderella, but
that's,
I mean,
what it was.
Seating wise, they are the Cinderella.
Yeah, I hope they lose by 50 on. Was it Friday night? I will be rooting hard against the Wolfpack, as I was on Saturday night this past weekend. Nonetheless, we will have more basketball coming up later this week. What we've got coming up right now on the golf course is Texas Tech in action at the Valspar Collegiate. Hadn't been great the first two rounds. It's a two-day tournament. This one follows the Valspar Championship in the pros. So it's kind of cool because they get to go play the course right after all the pros do it. I wonder if there's just way too many divots, too. Like, there's got to be quite a few.
I'm sure that they probably
clean it up a little bit. But this one's played in Palm City, Florida. Tech struggled in the opening two rounds, went 11 over. Now 1 over for the day. Today they're sitting at 12 over. Tech, the number 9 team in the country. 8-9, depending what poll you're looking at. Florida State leading the way at 15 under DePar. So Tech trying to rally in that particular one. Texas Tech track and field rankings out. And not what you would think, but mostly because there's a lot of people not participating in the first couple of weeks, getting some rested legs from the indoor season. But the Red Raiders, the men's team is number 20 in the country, the women's number 14 in the country. But that should change in coming weeks as Tech will have more participation from some tracksters this weekend. Did I miss any major headlines?
If you're a South Plains Texan fan, the second-ranked Texans beat Panola 80-76 yesterday in the JUCO National Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. They move on.
It sounds
on.
Like a pastry. Panola.
Panola.
They move on to what?
The Elite Eight. They will take on, let's see. They will take on Triton. Yeah, Triton, of course.
Okay. That sounds like
2:15. You can watch that on ESPN Plus. What day is that? I would guess today, but Wednesday night.
So
or Wednesday afternoon.
I truly don't know the answer to this, and not trying to be ignorant here, but who's the head coach there now that Steve Green's gone? I don't know who South Plains' coach is. I mean, for the longest time, everybody knew Steve Green's name around here.
Hayden Sowers is the head coach.
Okay.
Because I'm reading it right now.
Hayden Sowers.
Unfortunately, once I came back, it was 100% Texas Tech all the time. Because I actually went the year that Marshall Henderson, that team, went undefeated and won the national title. It was actually pretty fun to go cover them up there.
I like JUCO ball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's usually a lot of talent.
And that place is pretty packed. I mean, it's an old like barn gym. It's it's a cool venue to watch basketball. It's got like the press box is the one of, like the climb the ladder up in the rafters type setup.
Y'all keep hitting us up. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Clint. he doesn't get enough on his own show, so he chimes in on our chat line. Since it's a cold bark in the park today, does that make them chili dogs?
Sucking on a chili dog, 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 chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on.
It feels weird to play not around.
That's what I was, my whoa was for. Wow.
Yeah, this is kind of early in the show for it, but blame Clint. All right. And that will get you banned from the ballpark today. Viva 73 says South Plains Texans games being televised anywhere. I think you said.
Yeah, ESPN Plus. Plus, right? Yep.
Okay. So you can watch there.
Wednesday, 2:15.
Stop naming legacy schools legacy and memorial. It's overdone and boring. It's safe and generic. Yeah. So you wanna be on the safe side, politically correct. It's like, okay, what can we do? Now if you name it Memorial High School after someone, like, and then they have a bad past that pops up, then you're gonna have to change the name too. So you just gotta
We're memorializing memorials is what we're doing, so it's safe.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
When I was, I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my grandparents lived in a certain town in Alabama. All right. If that one's a real one, it's got to go on the list.
Then you should have been able to say it then.
Well, I got to check and see if it actually is a real town. I feel like people are trying to bait me, so I'm gullible. I think Jamie should add "forget about it" to his "this ball is out of here" call. Oh, that would be good. You can forget about it. I think he needs to throw his.
I think we just need a Humpty Doo.
A Humpty Doo. Oh man. How would you do that?
I don't know. That's why I'm not a professional play-by-play person like you and Clint Scott.
That ball's headed over the fence. Humpty doo! Mate. Maybe. We'll get Jamie to work on it.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Tuesday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, David Collier. Hanging with you this morning. Keep the commentary rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Someone asked, is Steve Green coaching somewhere now?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Yeah, I would guess he's in retirement, but don't know for sure. could be an analyst and who knows where. So, yeah, don't know the answer to that. Wait, he might actually be somewhere. No, he's not. Okay.
I would have been shocked.
Little pause there. Mark Adams is still at ECU, right?
Yeah, and apparently ECU defensively got a little bit worse.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a defensive coordinator time to settle in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope he has success. I know some people are frustrated and all that. I don't have any ill will towards him.
That's a good point on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Kaylee can talk about woodpeckers, but you can't talk about a town named blank. To be fair, that is a completely different show. That's the bottom line. They have different rules and standards.
Totally. Apparently, there is a Peckerwood Creek in Alabama. It's about as far as I could go for
it. Yeah.
Someone asked if there's any portal updates. I do not see any for Texas Tech, but again, it's like a constant refresh when it comes to the transfer portal. There's all sorts of guys that have been in the last, you know, the last 72 hours or so. It's been really active in the transfer portal. I've only seen the one OU player go in from the Big 12 over the last 24 hours.
I saw somebody from BYU
go
in.
Okay.
A freshman guard who was ranked, I think, 61st in that year's class.
Okay.
But he didn't play at all, really, for BYU this past year.
Was he some sort of mission? Alex Anna McKayway, that's a real name, from Texas, has gone in the portal over the weekend. You will see action for Texas Tech, I would guess, within the next couple of weeks. You're going to see guys commit to Texas Tech. I would guess you see Kyron Lindsey's name and Demarion Williams at any point. I mean, sometime those guys, I'd be shocked. Neither of them made the trip in the NCAA tournament. Kyron Lindsey, Demarion Williams were not in Pittsburgh. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyron Lindsey hadn't been with the team in 3 weeks. So I'm guessing you're not getting any sort of magical reuniting there. But so those two, you can feel like they're basically in, even if you don't see their name in. Other than that, it's as open as it could be. I have no idea what it's going to look like for the Red Raiders. You're going to see Tech in on a lot. I mean, if you watch Twitter, you'll see Tech's name. Oh, this guy's contacted by Texas Tech and 30 other schools, and this guy's contacted, and they've already been contacted. You'll see a lot of that, but as far as narrowing in on particular players, who knows how long that'll take. You ready to check the calendar?
Yeah.
Your daily look at what's happening in the world of sports, birthdays, and holidays. Let's check the calendar.
Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Happy National Spinach Day. You in?
In small doses. I like it in dips more than by itself.
That's fair. I like it. I like it as a salad or dips. The canned spinach that Popeye ate, that's probably where I draw the line.
Yeah, I used to always want to do that when I was a kid.
Just empty it out.
And, well, I wouldn't eat it, though. Then my mom would buy it, and I would start to eat it, and I'd be like, "What is this? Terrible. This is gross."
National Nougat Day.
Nougat, yeah.
In?
Yeah.
Is she like a Three Musketeers?
I don't
it's
mind.
It's like all nougat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically like a whipped nougat, right? Because it's a little more fluffy. Nougat. I don't like it all the time, but if it's like a cold Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
And I would eat the chocolate off of it first. That's really weird, I know. But
that is pretty weird, but You do.
Is a Charleston Chew considered nougat?
I think that's got nougat in it.
Yeah, I love Charleston Chews.
You're feeding into the old man vibe here.
Yeah, 100%.
Got the glasses on the
nose. I know. Well, I don't. Trust me, I'm not seeking out a Three Musketeers, but I'll eat Charleston Chews.
Okay.
Well, it's not Werther's Originals.
Oh, those are great.
See, there you go.
I love Werther's Originals. I went to visit my grandma this past weekend, and she had some in a bowl, and I was like, yes. I mean, that's like perfect grandma candy.
And I'm the old man.
No, I think both of us have been labeled as such. It is Purple Day. I did not participate. Nobody around here. Good.
No, I don't wear much purple.
I honestly don't know if I have any purple in my closet.
Purple ties, but I don't wear ties anymore. So
I probably have a purple tie, yeah. Solitude Day. You're not participating yet.
No, yet.
Maybe when you go do a project later today, you can be solitudious.
Yeah. I would prefer help.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Darn, there's a baseball game today.
Mm-hmm.
Totally going to make my way over there. It is National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
That's every day.
Everybody does it anyway. Why the heck not? And on this day, back in the year of 1900 and 2003, I had the wrong day. Back in 2003, Andre Emmett scored 29 points to lead Texas Tech past Georgia Tech 80-72
in the NIT
quarterfinal game
against Chris Bosh, right? Was it Bosh?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Sending Bob Knight to the tournament semifinals for the sixth time in his 37-year career as a head coach.
I'm pretty sure AC Green, you remember AC Green, Los Angeles Laker guy?
Yeah.
He was famous for being abstinent for so long. I'm pretty sure his son was on that team as well at Georgia Tech.
Was Jarrett Jack on that roster too?
Maybe.
I think, because that was right before, that was the year before they got good, right?
Good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think 04 is when Georgia Tech had that good.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Yep, Jarrett Jack was a sophomore. I don't see a Chris Bosh.
Maybe it wasn't
on
Bosh. Maybe it was Jarrett Jack.
Yeah, Jarrett Jack.
I swear there was a big that was on that team.
I'm sure there was.
That was good. I mean, like.
Okay.
No, that deal. But
there was a big.
There was one big.
Yeah, Luke Schinzer? I don't know. Some Australian dude that was 7'1". Yeah, I don't remember anybody else. So, there you go. On this day, the old NIT, when it mattered a little bit. It's never mattered that much, but when it mattered a little bit, Tech did well in it. Now it's basically gone by the wayside. You got any birthdays?
I do. Let's see. We'll start with Keira Knightley, because why not?
Because why not, yeah.
39 years old for her.
That's that one movie, Pride and Prejudice.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Never seen it.
Martin Short, or as I typed out, Martin Shorts.
Awesome. His best role might be in Father of the Bride. Best movie, Three Amigos.
Yes, 74 for him.
Wow.
Vaughn Miller.
He's an Aggie. No one likes him.
35 years old. That's why I said it.
Guy feels older than that.
He does. A lot older than that. Marcus Allen.
Okay.
You know, as you being a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, he was a Kansas City Chief at one point, too.
Uh-huh.
64 years old. All the Chiefs fans know that here in town, though.
Obviously.
That Marcus Allen wasn't just a Raider.
He's a Raider.
Nancy Pelosi? You want to guess Nancy Pelosi?
Someone's a fan of her. I don't know who, but someone.
Yeah, I didn't say I was a fan. I just
she
said her.
Looks 150, but she's probably only 149.
84. Close. And John Stockton. 62 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got to be up mid-60s.
Yeah.
It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us. You've got the End of the Bench on a Tuesday. 100.7 7thScore and 107thScore.com. Choice Woodman in for Hacks today. He is going to be on the baseball call coming up hour and a half from now. Texas Tech and Stephen F. Austin coming your way at that time. Get back to more of your thoughts from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We might have a dad joke here in 15 minutes or so. Did you see that Bill Self is catching another break? It seems like he always catches a break.
Yes.
Like whether it's punishments or good draws in the tournament. Not this year. But
good draws.
But Bill Self has caught a really good break as of late. This is the biggest news for bald men since the shaved head look came into style. According to the New York Post, toupees are back in a big way.
Yeah, they are.
New York Post did a write-up on how hyper-realistic ones are the hottest new flex. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday or hair day in the 80s. Good news is that they use real hair that's stitched onto a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through.
Mm.
If you want to sweat through your toupee, you can. Glue it to your scalp. No, so this isn't something you put on every day.
Yeah, you leave it there,
you
right?
You wear it, yeah. And give you the exact haircut you want with it.
Hey, if you get into the wrong algorithm or whatever on one of the social media things, you'll come across. Like, I've watched people do haircutting videos before, and all of a sudden I get beard cutting videos, and then
all,
I get this guy, like this Asian dude getting his head shaved, and then them gluing a toupee of like this great hair on his head. So I've seen that whole thing go down.
You know, yeah, so this is back in a big way. So Bill Self, congrats. You catch another break there.
James Madison head coach, congratulations.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen him?
No.
Yeah. Check him out. Lucas, right? Right?
I thought absolutely.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I thought you were just leaving it at James Madison. And I was like, I mean, he wore a wig.
Collier into some weird rabbit holes. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
You watch somebody get one beard cut, and then all of a sudden you get every haircut video on
the planet. So he's got the toupee thing.
Yeah.
Mark Byington? Byington? Byington?
He makes Bill Self's look good.
It's not that bad.
Mm.
Do you believe that Bill Self has a toupee?
Yes.
Okay.
180%.
Was he out in front of this, like on this gluing to your head thing way before?
That I don't know.
Because you would think, I mean, he's not a super exasperated coach on the sideline where he would throw it off with some wild... gyrations.
No, but. I don't think so. I would think if you were that married to that, you would make sure that thing was secure as possible.
Probably so.
Especially as much as the sides of his head sweat.
Darian Williams did make the trip to Pittsburgh. He played all 40 minutes. I don't think I said Darian.
Yeah, we all know you meant DeMarion.
I don't think I even said Darian. I'm pretty sure I said DeMarion. If I did say Darian, I'm sorry. But
check
the tape. I really think I said DeMarion. DeMarion is the one I meant, if I did happen to say the wrong one. Sorry. Michael says, am I the only one who's hoping Caitlin Clark and Iowa lose? She's beyond cocky. Man, have you watched any of the women's tournament? I sat here and watched some during the show yesterday, and that was the first I had taken in.
I think I watched a little yesterday in the office because it was basketball, so it was on.
Right.
And... that was it. But I mean, I also this weekend I was traveling / watching baseball. So
I have no problem with girls basketball, women's basketball at all. I have a big problem with women's college basketball in that, I mean, there's in general, it's maybe the least parity in all of sports. You have a handful of teams. Now, Caitlin Clark, her story changes things up a little bit. But you have basically four or five coaches out there, and they're going to win all of the championships. You know, much like college football in general.
How many different college basketball, men's college basketball teams have won a national title in the last 10 years?
There's a little more parity there.
Yeah, a little.
And at least
I made this argument yesterday, though. No, there were so many blowouts in the men's tournament this past weekend.
This year.
It rivals
but that's not,
a regular women's thing.
But that's not normal, right? I mean, this year is different. This year's fifth time ever, or since 1983, since they expanded the tournament, that you get all the ones and two seeds through.
Yeah.
So it's not usually this chalky through the first two rounds.
I agree with the argument, though, and some of the stuff that Caitlin Clark does is annoying, but if I was going to watch a game, I would probably watch Iowa play basketball.
Probably,
and they did
so.
Play last night, so I did watch the end of that game. And I think the guy that is on Double T 97.3 here in a little bit made a good argument. Besides anybody from a Big 12 school, since you cover Big 12 basketball, name me another basketball player that has no connection to Texas Tech. Go.
Well,
outside of the Big 12.
Angel Reese.
No, I'm talking about men's basketball.
Oh, men's basketball?
Yeah, men's basketball. No Big 12 or tie to Texas Tech. Go.
Well, we're different. We like college basketball more in this part of the country.
I know, but can you name like a superstar in men's college basketball right now?
A superstar? I mean, Armando Bacot. I can name him. He's on the TV in front of us.
Well, yeah, but you just saw him.
No, okay.
I'm just saying Caitlin Clark is probably bigger than any men's basketball player right now.
I wouldn't disagree with that, but it's also because there's a narrative that's being pushed with her.
Yes, but I do find it...
They want her to be bigger, so she is.
Yeah.
ESPN, the one that pushes it, wants her to be huge, so she is. That's how it works. ESPN wanted Trae Young to be enormous, so he was. ESPN wanted Zion Williamson to be enormous. So he was.
Yeah.
There is a giant propaganda machine called ESPN. And what they want you to see is what you will see. And it's just how it works, unfortunately, because there's no true rival for ESPN. There is for play-by-play stuff, but not for sports coverage and news. All right, let's get to some quick questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
So, if you're having a conversation with any random baseball fan and you bring up a name of any baseball player and their batting stance is the first thing that you think of, who is somebody that you think of when their batting stance is the first thing that you think of when you bring up their name?
Julio Franco.
Julio Franco was going to be... We could have done that in unison.
Julio Franco, one. Rod Carew, Juan Gonzalez. There's a few of them. But Franco's probably number one on most people's
Yes, list. Julio Franco would be number one.
Craig Counsell.
A guy named Jose Oquendo for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
He had a very open, weird stance. I would also go with Ichiro's pre-at-bat, where he pulls up his sleeve and holds the bat up in the air.
Yep.
My son wears number 51, and I'm just waiting until he...
becomes Ichiro?
Well, he's not left-handed, so that makes it an issue.
I'll turn him left-handed.
Well, he was actually swinging the bat left-handed this past weekend, but I want him to do the whole uniform thing, but he won't do it.
How about Jeff Bagwell?
Yes, that's a good squatty.
Squat, yeah.
Sitting on the squatty potty.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones out there. Good question.
If you're out in public and you see a TikToker doing some kind of dance or whatever, would you interfere with that? Would you leave it alone? How would you react if you saw some TikToker doing some stupid dance out in public?
If it's dumb, I might drop into the background just for kicks. Just kind of, take a little peek there. If it's a kid under the age of 18, not going to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just walk on by. Yeah. If it was an adult, I would probably walk in the back. Well, I don't know. It depends on how big they were.
Touche.
Yeah. I don't want him to come punch
but
me or anything like
yes,
that.
Yes. If I get a chance to mess up a stupid TikTok dance or not even mess up, just, make fun of.
Be a part of.
He
just wants
part
to be
of?
In the background.
That's all. Yeah. I want to be famous.
In case it goes viral,
Exactly.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Bring those questions in right now. He's David Collier. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Keep those coming in. Got a handful in so far. We'll continue to get yours on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Here's one from a little bit ago. What is going on with Owen Washburn? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's an injury or anything there. I just think it's of the right now of your five outfielders that are in the rotation, he's fifth. Partially, Owen is a good defender. He's probably got the best arm of any of your outfielders, but I think Tim Tadlock in general puts a bigger emphasis on what you do at the plate, and Washburn hasn't swung it as well as the other guys have.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums that up. I mean,
I want him to play. I love that you got two brothers on the team. Sons of former major leaguer.
Yeah.
Didn't care for who he played for, but old Jared Washburn. Yeah, I want him to play. I want him to have success. It's just right now this lineup is one you have to force your way into it, especially if you're in the outfield. It's crowded. So that's all I know. Maybe there's something going on there where he's more injured or something's going on, but I would doubt it. I just think that he's having to try to work his way in. I'd be surprised if we went today or, you know, the next four games today or the three in Orlando without seeing him start one of those four games. Maybe today where you try to work him back in.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're probably going to see – I would imagine a handful of guys that you don't see on a regular basis try to get some reps.
Benchwarmers, who was the MVP of Texas Tech Athletics in the 2023 calendar year? Ooh. You came up with one name, yeah. And I'm having trouble fighting it.
It's a hard to fight.
Go for it.
Tosh Brooks.
I mean,
you got anybody from a 16-16 basketball team from last year?
Yeah, last year. I mean, who?
Now, if you count.
If I'm going to count this year, Joe Toussaint played really good in 2023. He slowed down after 2023, but he was really good in the first few games of the year. Man. Ludwig Aberg?
There you go. I would take that one.
Aberg, I mean, yeah. He won a district. He won a conference championship, and then he's represented well on the other side of that. So Aberg would probably be the
– Yeah, that's a good one.
The Tech Athletics
back
one.
Back-to-back.
But Tosh Hogan. Brooks, yeah, I think he's the – if you're going main sports, it's Tosh Brooks. It's got to be. And who do I want it to – who do you – flip that question over. Who do you want to see be the MVP in 2024?
Well, I think if Baron Morton is the MVP,
that's a good thing. Yeah,
you're doing. If your quarterback is the MVP that's of exactly all of your, I'm going to go that route. That's a simple, easy answer. But
because that means he would be passing Tosh Brooks too, which would be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, he would be
injury.
Healthy.
Healthy,
which is the most important thing.
He would be healthy. Hopefully, Tosh Brooks would be healthy. Yeah, Baron Morton's the one you want if you're a Tech athletics fan or specifically football. To be your 2024 MVP. Someone said, go Saints. Yes, Peyton did do the surprise onside coming out of half the year they won it. Got a Saints fan there. Benchwarmers, y'all have started the band. Who plays which instrument, lead singer? And the band name is the last thing the three of y'all ate last night for dinner.
Lucas, what was your puffy Oreo thing? What did you say?
Cream stuffed waffle.
Cream stuffed waffle burger.
Burger, yeah.
That would be the band name.
Cream stuffed waffle burger. That actually sounds pretty good. I would try that.
I had bacon with the waffle as well. So
okay.
Bacon burger.
Hmm. I don't know what I ate last. I actually think I ate a cookie last. But that doesn't count as dinner. Maybe some french fries.
I can't play any instrument, so because of that.
You're going to be the lead singer?
Yeah, I would have to be the lead singer, which we're doomed because you love to sing.
I would be the...
You also love to sing after I sing a promo to try to one-up my promo.
I didn't try to one-up your promo.
I don't know.
I loved your singing in the promo. It was
the very next week, all I hear for the next month is Choice and Sneed singing promos.
No. That.
I don't know.
I don't pick what's in my promos. I'll tell you that.
Bullfighter picked that one, so yeah. I'll tell you that.
Woodman, what song is stuck in your head right now? I've said this before. I 24/7 will always have a song there.
Yeah.
And right now,
I've got one. If you need to, like,
no, I just don't want to say what it is. I don't know why.
Mine's Ballroom Blitz.
For why?
I had the word electrifying.
Okay,
and I think that's in that, right? For whatever reason, I just started whistling Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz. Yeah. Mine is a song called Forever and Always by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I would have kept that to myself.
Okay. The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. Just kidding. That's the one. Gambler. No, Forever and Always. I don't know why. I heard it a couple of days ago, and I think I was playing through like a high school songs playlist, and it came on. I missed it if you said it. I'm not sure what a hip tackle is. Hip drop tackle. It's like, is it like bulldogging a steer, or the one where the ball carrier's body slammed back over the tackler's hip? No, that's a suplex tackle, right? Where you like pick a guy up and body slam him.
Yeah.
This one is, I think it's basically bulldogging a steer.
Yeah. I mean, well, you kind of like drop your weight down
onto them. You wrap around the hips and then kind of fall onto their leg.
Yeah.
Is what it is. But it's like you put your hip on their leg. I don't know. The reason those guys do that too is to keep from just falling your face onto their legs, or you bend your back weird and it's one of the best places to land as a tackler because you land on your hip. I don't know. Bench sitters, hasn't David Collier already been counted on Choice's list of killed co-hosts? Will he be an asterisk next time? This isn't a permanent replacement right now. I'm just filling in for Hacks. So. Yeah,
he's got a baseball game to call.
And I'm not killing him off. Collier said he's going to work here till he retires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known to retire, so.
Yeah, you have.
One time I retired.
I mean, he retires.
And I never like said Brett, retired. I just
he retires like Brett Favre. I mean, just coming back and forth. So we don't know when the next time is, if he's going to go to the Jets.
I prefer Michael Jordan.
That is a better comparison.
Yeah.
For you, if you want it.
I don't wear jeans. I don't wear Wranglers, so
that you would don't not wear be. The copper knee sleeve or whatever. Yeah. What is it?
Copper fit? Yeah, I'm not a copper fit guy.
Wear Wranglers. I've finally gotten to the age. I think I'm.
You believe in all that copper stuff?
No, I don't know. I'm about to knee sleeve territory, though. I've never had knee issues. And then playing basketball lately, it's not good. And then Clint planting his elbow straight into my face doesn't feel good either.
You got to wear that next time you come out to play volleyball.
The copper sleeve?
Yes.
How much is one of those things? I kind of want. Kind of want one.
So. You can probably afford it.
I don't know about that.
I do know about that.
Could ESPN's Game Day and Fox's show both come to Lubbock when Coach Prime comes to Lubbock later this year? I think they avoid each other, so not both. The only way I would see either or come here is if Dion and company are having success. What game is that next year? Do you remember?
No.
Well, I think it's like middle of the – middle territory. Let's see. That one – Dion and company come to town, I want to say in...
It better be early.
October. Nope, November 9th.
No,
it's your third to last game of the year.
Well, if they're coming, if only one of them's coming, that's a good sign. That means both of you are doing pretty solid at that point.
Right? Sure. Yeah. I think if ESPN or Fox's show comes here, it would mean that Dion's having success, at least moderate success, and Texas Tech's having success. So could they? Yes. Would they? I wouldn't count on it.
No.
Because I would predict Texas Tech has a decent record at that time and Colorado's scuffling to get in a bowl game. That would be my guess. But we'll see. David, thanks for putting me up with me.
Yeah, let's go watch baseball.
Baseball coming your way next. We'll have it for you here on 100.7 The Score, Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin. Coming up for David and for Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.